I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. So here she is, a big-voiced British soul singer named Adele, with chart-busting songs, a fabulous look, and a fervent following on both sides of the Atlantic that includes many of her fellow artists. No, not that Adele. We're talking about Adele Emily Sandé. She's making quite a name for herself as Emily Sandé now. Her breakthrough hit Heaven came out in 2011. Let's hear it. She was raised in Scotland, and Sandé is actually a former medical student who's become one of Britain's biggest musical success stories in recent years. Her debut, Our Version of Events, was the best-selling album of the year in 2012 in the UK. She's worked with artists like Alicia Keys and Rihanna, Jay-Z, and that other Adele have also gone on record as big fans. Earlier this year, Sandé began a major U.S. tour where she also stopped by our studios in Washington, D.C. for a special performance and conversation. And she began by telling us why she left medicine to pursue music.
You know, my dad is from Zambia, and his whole life changed through education. So for my sister and I, education was a big deal in our family. So I always knew I wanted to do music, but I always thought, okay, I'll get my medical degree and that will kind of be my fallback plan almost if music doesn't work out. But then there has to come a point where you take the plunge, and that was when I did it, yeah.
Well, interesting, though, that you could have focused on music much earlier in your career. I understand that as a teenager you won a talent contest and brought you to the attention of a lot of people in the business. And I'm thinking, you know, what was that like at that age when, you know, there's some people that's all they dream of is being a doctor, and other people that's all they dream of is being an artist and a star. What were your dreams?
I dreamt of being respected as a writer and as a musician. It was never, I mean, I was such a shy kid. Being a star wasn't an appeal for me. It was more, I want to write great music that people really connect with. So that was my big dream. But I was really envious of people who had one direct goal, because you would sit next to kids in med school and that's just all they dreamt of since they were four or five. And I wanted to have that real focus. And I think that was definitely a pushing factor for me.
Well, can we hear a song?
Yes.
What would you like to sing for us first?
I'd love to sing a song called Next to Me.
And who will be joining you as well?
Wonderful guitarist Wayne Plummer is joining me today.
All right, Next to Me. It's from your debut album, Our Version of Events.
Yes.
You won't find him drinking on the tables, rolling dice or staying out till three. You won't ever find him be unfaithful. You will find him, you'll find him next to me. You won't find him trying to chase the devil for money, fame, for power out of greed. You won't ever find him where the rest go. You will find him, you'll find him next to me. Next to me. Next to me, woo. Next to me, woo. You will find him, you'll find him next to me. When the money's spent and all my friends vanished, and I can't seem to find no help or love for free, I know there's no need for me to panic, 'cause I'll find him, I'll find him next to me. When the skies are gray and all the doors are closing, and the rising pressure makes it hard to breathe, when all I need's a hand to stop the tears from falling, I will find him, I'll find him next to me. Next to me. Ooh, next to me. Next to me, woo-hoo. I will find him, I'll find him next to me. When the end has come and buildings falling down fast. When we spoiled the land and dried up all the sea. When everyone has lost their heads around us. You will find him, you'll find him next to me. Next to me. Woo-hoo. Next to me. Woo-hoo. Next to me.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We are having a special in-studio performance and conversation with British singer Emily Sandé. She was nice enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studios on her major tour of the U.S. I mentioned you have a fabulous look.
Thank you.
For people who haven't seen you, you just look amazing.
Oh, thanks.
One of the writers called it a shocking blonde-sized, super-sized quiff dominates the top of her head.
Good description.
The performance matches the hair. Definitely you're distinctive. I mean, I would know it was you right away. Is that important, especially to find a way to stand out as a new artist making your way in this business?
Yeah, for me it was. You want people to recognize you instantly, and you want people definitely to have an image of you when they hear your music. So for me, yeah, it was important.
And then having the same name as Adele, how crazy is that? I mean, that is your name, and it's your name too. But the fact that you're coming up at the same time or really kind of just behind her, and that is both of your first names.
Yeah.
It's interesting that the obvious comparisons have been drawn between the two of you just in terms of your sound and your background. But I have to say that I was saying this to one of our producers, that her album was inspired by a breakup. And while you have, you know, your Torch songs, your Baby Don't Leave Me songs, you sound like the girlfriend that you call when you want a dose of good sense.
Yeah.
I mean, are you really that even keeled? Is that who you are?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I try and put the sense in the music. I don't know how I am generally, but I try and give people a different way of thinking about things or a positive way of looking at things. But I don't know. I hope I am.
Well, I'm thinking about My Kind of Love, for example, which is one of the songs on the album where you talk about the fact that, you know, I'm the person who's there when all the flash and dash is gone. And I think that that's that kind of dose of good sense.
Cool.
Do you remember what inspired you to write that song?
My Kind of Love, I think it was while I was in med school, actually. And it's when you see people in that very vulnerable position in a hospital, you just learn so much from patients and you learn so much about what's important. And it was the families that would come day in, day out and just be beside their loved ones, you know. And I thought, God, that is my kind of love. That's a type of love that we all need. And when everything else is gone, then that's really all we have.
What about other aspects of your background? The fact that your father's from Zambia, your mom's from England.
Yeah.
Are there aspects of that that you think inspired your music as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and growing up in Scotland as well, being kind of the only mixed race family in this very small village, I've always felt very different. And when I was young, it made me very more of an introvert. But then as I grew older, I kind of began to embrace that feeling of being different. And that's really what the messages and the songs I really wanted to speak for people who feel different. So it's been a big influence on me as a writer.
Among your many honors last year was that you performed at both the closing and opening ceremonies of the London Olympics. Was that agony or ecstasy? I mean, I could imagine it being fabulous, but I could also imagine it being just a total nightmare from a performance standpoint. Like,
I mean, it was terrifying. You know, I've never felt that nervous before. But God, what an honor. You know, once I'd finished singing and it had gone well, I was ecstatic. And I was very happy to be involved in something that I felt really represented our country in a very honest and frank way. So a real honor to be involved, but I hope I never feel that nervous again in my life.
I think you're going to sing one of the songs that you sang there.
Yes, yeah.
Which we're excited about. I'm sorry, I can't replicate like the sound of like tens of thousands of hyped people, but I'm just in spirit.
Okay, yeah, we'll imagine it.
And it's Read All About It.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it and then you can tell us about it.
Cool.
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You've spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid that you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how are we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, you've got a heart as loud as a lion's. So why let your voice be tamed? Maybe we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You've got the light to fight the shadows. So stop hiding it away. Come on, come on. I wanna sing. I wanna shout. I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers. I'm not afraid. They can read all about it. Read all about it. Oh, 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 oh. Let's get the TV and the radio to play our tune again. It's about time we had some airplay of our version of events. There's no need to be afraid. I will sing with you, my friend. So come on, come on. Yeah, I wanna sing. I wanna shout. I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers. I'm not afraid. They can read all about it. Read all about it. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, we're all wonderful, wonderful people. So when did we all get so fearful? Now we're finally finding our voices. So take a chance, come help me sing this. Yeah, I wanna sing, I wanna shout, I wanna scream till the words dry out. So put it in all of the papers. I'm not afraid. They can read all about it. Read all about it. Oh.
Thank you for that. Tell me about it, would you? What was on your mind?
Well, this song... First, I did this with, there's an MC in the UK called Professor Green. So I was just singing the chorus. And then I started to think, well, what do I mean when I'm singing this song? What does, his verses were very personal. So when I was writing it, I was just thinking about being too afraid to kind of tell your truth and conquering that. So yeah, I was writing it to myself, but hopefully writing to others and inspiring others to kind of speak up, stand up, and talk about things that are not right around you.
Well, congratulations on everything that you've accomplished so far.
Thank you.
What is Emily Sandé dreaming of next?
You know, making a second album that I'm very proud of, and taking the music, you know, over here is a big challenge ahead of me.
Well, you have a lot of people here who are already pulling for you. I mean, Jay-Z has been quoted as saying he thinks that you have the talent to conquer America. I don't know how you love those choice of words. But I don't know if that's what you're aiming for, but certainly that there are a number of artists here, people who already are excited about seeing you and working with you.
Yeah.
What will that mean?
What would it mean? I don't know. I've been so inspired by artists from over here. You know, Nina Simone was one of my biggest inspirations when I was a kid. So to come and have a successful career over here, just... I don't know. I feel like it would kind of complete a circle, you know, and it's important to me.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. We hope you'll come back and see us. Don't act like you don't know us. Thank you for coming. Emily Sandé's debut album is called Our Version of Events. She was nice enough to stop by in the middle of a very busy time. Our studio is in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
What should we go out on? Something from the album. We'll play it.
My Kind of Love.
I can't buy your love, don't even wanna try. Sometimes the truth won't make you happy, so I'm not gonna lie. But don't ever question if my heart beats only for you. It beats only for you.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Freddie Boswell, Bridget DeShagas, Andrew Limbong, Emily Oxenschlager, Amitha Parasher, and Amy Ta. Our intern is Matt Reeves. Our editor is Ahmad Omar. Our special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. The technical director is Neil Tivolt, with audio engineer Sean Phillips. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment, with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. Our senior editors are Anne Hawk and Alicia Montgomery. Our acting executive producer is Carlene Watson. And remember, to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The handle is at TellMeMoreNPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.